commercially driven thing, and where they're sitting there asking for money because they can't get enough sponsors or enough sponsor money and so forth. So I would appreciate it if you go over to republicbroadcasting.org and, you know, choose to be a donor or not. You know, public's definitely worth the effort, and they can use a little bit of help right now. But Republic of Texas Radio Show, we talk about Texas, Texas independence, and, well, lately we just talk about the world around us, because the world around us kind of shifted back in, you know, at the end of January 2017, when this guy named Donald Trump came into office, right? And since then, well, he's got a lot of people up in arms, and, well, man, they are violent. Anyways, let's see. I'm not too sure who we got on the line at this point. We're still kind of getting everything together, and we got a few more minutes before the first break, third break, who knows what break. Alan, are you there?
I am.
Okay, got one.
But I don't believe we're on air, though.
You don't, huh?
Oh, now, there we go.
Okay, we're coming up. How's the volume? I've been in the chat room. They said that the earlier show had a volume problem. Are you listening?
Yeah, it just boosted back up. I guess Ken just got control of it.
Okay, so CFR, great. CFR, can you confirm in the chat room that you're getting the audio clear? And we'll just keep moving on. How about Doc? Do you got Doc there, Ken? Not quite yet, I guess. Okay, Dave, are you there? Sorry about the technical difficulties. We'll get through it and we'll get started, and looks like we'll be giving a little bout. Yeah, that's the music. That was a short segment. How about that, folks? Republic of Texas Radio. We'll be right back for the start of the Indy 500 or Republic of Texas Radio. Whatever.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry, damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, we're back. This is the Republic of Texas Radio Show. It is June 25th, 2017. There's your date there, CFR. Really appreciate all the guys out in the chat room, you know, hanging in there as we go through our difficulties. This week was, well, I'm not too sure what this week was in the news cycle. It was kind of crazy, bunch of little stuff going on. I got together with Doc and with Alan a little bit to try to figure out what the heck the week was all about. And what was our conclusion, Dave? What did you get?
The world is ready for the water to roll over the dam.
The damn world. Is that it, Alan?
Oh, I don't know. I heard Putin was involved with our troubles this morning and everything, so we'll blame the Russians. How about that?
Yeah, that's very interesting. Blame the Russians. It seems.
No, I don't know. I'm just kidding here.
Yeah.
No, but what are we going to talk about? Fitzgerald? What? We got lots of things.
Oh, I don't know. I still like what Doc was going about. The world is in turmoil. It's all on the breaking point, right? You know, everything's on the breaking point. And I'm not the only one saying that. In fact, I was just looking this morning trying to find out, you know, what the reality. Showing that violence is on the rise, right? NBC News did another thing doing the polls. They say that Democrats and Republicans are divided on, you know, the Virginia shooting motivation. And so they polled everybody, and the Democrats said it was no big deal, and the Republicans said it was caused by a media frenzy on killing Trump. I don't know. Which one do you like there, Dave? Any of them? I mean, I don't know. Actually, I know.
I think all the stuff about killing Trump is just gone. It would have been the Obama administration. It seems logs in the fire, and they love this stuff, and it's unbelievable. No matter what president of the United States should still have some respect, no matter what your political beliefs.
Well, maybe. Well, that's the first hour, folks. For the first 2-3 minutes, whatever. But we'll be back for an actual hour of Republic of Texas Radio. Hang in there. Call in if you feel like it. 1-800-313-9443, or we'll talk about what we talk about.
Praise the Mother Earth and the Father Sky. Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
My How Times Fly. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, it's June 25th, 2017, and this is the second hour. We're going to be talking about a lot of different things. I was trying to tell you about how the world around us is in, well, peril, right? And they're steering it that direction, pumping the violence and pumping the hatred and, you know, distrust of all different people. And is that right to go along with that hatred and distrust because they want you to have it? I don't think it's right. But how do you actually get your head around, you know, a bunch of people that are really angry about the outcome of an election and want to stay the course? I saw a lot of stuff on Obamacare and how Trump is going back on his promise to, you know, abolish Obamacare, just to repeal it. Now he's repeal and replace, and he's got a Trump Vision Light, you know, and it kind of fixes a few different things, allegedly, but we still don't know. We still can't see the bill. Nobody will actually read the bill, and nobody will actually pass the bill either, so we're going to be stuck in this quagmire of this horrific program that was installed in our government that, well, steals money from people, forces people to give money to these insurance companies, and just really destroys the healthcare system. That's my opinion. But I'm entitled to an opinion because I suffer from this one thing called Obamacare. So do you, I'm sure. Anyways, I didn't want to make this whole thing about Obamacare or Trump or anything, but it's just a lot of different things. Alan, you had a few things that you wanted to talk about. Maybe they were even off subject of what I was talking about or going down. Where's your head this morning?
Well, you mentioned something there just a little earlier about the all these polls that we're getting numbers from. You know, there's a local polling company here, this BB Co. Incorporated polling place, and he went out and he did a dog on the street interview out here, and he found that 80% of life was fluffy bunnies, and only 20% tried to stomp them, and they were for the opposition, of course.
Yep. I'll get behind that poll, I guess.
Even on Patriot Networks here, I don't know, you know, we hear these numbers, you know, everyone says, well, so-and-so said 75% are this and 25% are that, and where are these numbers coming from? Because I'll tell you, after that last British election when May, you know, lost confidence, you know, the British people lost confidence, and it's neck and neck between Corbyn and May now, and you know, I was listening to the guy who was doing the exit polling, and this guy was not English. He definitely had an American accent, and he was standing out there. And I swear to God, this is on Afshan Ratanzi's show. He's got a show called Going Underground on Russia Today Television, And I swear to God, I heard this guy say, yeah, we really had to manipulate our figures to come out with the results that we wanted. So, I mean, how much more blatant can it be? These polls, I don't really believe, you know, except for what I see around me.
I'm looking at the chat room right now, and Texas Nation just said abolish the union. And I got to say, that's one of the reasons I stand for a free and independent Texas, is because the chaos that we're going through right now with Donald Trump. We've got all the in part of the union, and I understand that they don't follow the Republic rules of the union. You can't get out of it. That's their opinion. But Texas independence, there's more people in Texas that agree with the prospects of freedom and liberty instead of gimme-gimmeism than there are in California. You know, California is the gimme-gimme capital, right? But, you know, there are some people in California that actually believe in freedom, in liberty, as well as personal responsibility, where it seems like our culture is shifted away from that to thinking that they're owed something, and they owe something. So you make something, you have to give something, right? It's kind of this weird thing. So when I originally came up with the thought, you know, John Jarnicki, former president of the Republic of Texas, was telling me since I moved to Fredericksburg that, you know, Texas independence was the way to go. And I said, well, okay. And, well, I saw some hope there, and I still see hope in independence. And, you know, as what Texas National or Texas Nation says, abolish the union. You know, that would be easier to start Texas as a new country than it would be to go through whatever we're going through right now as the corporate United States, as some people want more and some people want to be left alone. So, since I had to go on that tear, because that's actually what I feel like, I don't know. Maybe that would work a lot better. But, you know, Alan, go ahead. Squash my dreams and hopes.
That would be great, you know, if they would let us be, if we could become independent in Texas here. But, you know, I got a feeling that unless we get the rest of the people that are you know, kind of locked onto us here on this big chunk of earth that we call North America. You know, if we're one little enclave here and the rest of them out there still want gimme gimme, you know, it's going to take the changing of a lot of hearts and minds. People are going to have, you know, unfortunately, I don't think it's going to be just a nice, pretty, fluffy bunny, you know, switchover. So, people are going to, you know, it's we've had it too easy. People have gotten too comfortable, too consumerism, too me, me, me. And it's not going to be a pretty sight, I don't think. You know, whatever does happen, you know, when it does happen. But
you can join. That's my little. You can join in this conversation right now at republicoftexas.chattango.com or call in 1-800-313-9443. But one of the problems I see, Alan, is kind of the fact that it seems like the politicians in the state of Texas, the governor and everybody down below that, are they might call themselves Republicans, but they don't act like them. They like taxes. They like, you know, whatever they like, their constituents, their donors. And, you know, just peeling off Texas and forming a new one would kind of be like, well, let's just elect Nancy Pelosi as governor of Texas. How would that work? You like that idea, Alan?
Be as good as anything else. I mean, a politician's a politician, I'm sorry to say, you know. Like I say, when Jimmy Joe Fred Bob from down the street with some common sense, you know, in the real world gets into a position of power, then I might have some kind of hope in a political process. But we all know that we really don't get elections, we get selections, you know. They present someone to us that says they're brighter and smarter than we are, you know, and so they're going to do better than we can, or... You know, it's just this whole crap of the political system and what it's become. If you really looked into it, it's all just a game they're playing with us. If voting does anything, it gives them, you know, an idea of how the country is feeling, how the state is feeling. You know, it's just it's it's just kind of like a polling for their opinion, you know, on what the public is really feeling. You know, if everyone's, you know, ticked off the Democrats because they're giving everything away, and the Republicans come on and say, we'll stop all that, you know, we'll bring business back, we'll do this and that, and it's just all by people who've been selected to get into those positions.
Doc, let's poll Doc. What do you think?
Well, I'm thinking a couple things. Number one, is it only me that sees the irony that the had to ask them if they were Republicans or Democrats?
No, I think what you're talking about is like what Alan said, they polled who they wanted to poll to get the numbers and the story they wanted to do. What's number two?
Well, we're at a point where every one of them people up there really seems to feel, when you listen to them, that we work for them, that we're like subjects under their rule. And they talk about how things can be secret. When's the last time you owned a company and your employees could keep secrets about your business from the owner? And that's what this amounts to. They have decided they are royalty and that we're just plain old subjects and we're on a need-to-know basis, and they really don't think we need to know very much. It's unbelievable, and I'm blown away at all the protesters and the haters who really think that their vote mattered. You know, Mark Twain said it best, if voting mattered, they wouldn't let us do it.
There you go.
They'd make it illegal. Remember the little article I read last week about the visioning process going on here in Gillespie County? You know, and what was that? They were Delphi-ing everyone. You know, that's what they do. You know, they try to make it look like we've got input and it's still our government, but it's not. They've got a pre-planned outcome, and they just even try this crap, but I guess most of the people are still asleep.
Another little thing from the chat room saying that, well, then the game only has application because of the compliance. So what? How does the non-compliance model work? We know a bunch of non-compliance models, you know. Their laws are all statutory laws. Let's step back to constitution law and go that route.
Non-compliance is kind of an amorphous word too. Does that mean you're just going out with a placard and saying, "Hell no, we won't go"? Or is it getting like the snowflakes are doing now? They're being goaded and prodded into actually becoming violent. So what is non-compliance?
That's a good question. You care to go on that there, Doc?
Well, I think right now we're back to what I've been preaching forever. Is you've got to start with the family, the neighborhood, the community, and the county, and get good, decent people who are not politically motivated and can't be bought, and start all this crap over and get your counties where they're constitutional. You've got to start somewhere, and we've seen the family destroyed, the neighborhood destroyed, the counties destroyed, and anytime somebody says constitution today, they act like they're a domestic terrorist. So we've got to rebuild that and let it work its way all the way back to Washington. And hopefully that swamp will get drained and refilled with real world people.
Unfortunately, the real world is how many of us have tried talking to family members about what's going on? You know, that's one of the hardest ones to try to convince for some reason, even though they know you. And then when everything does come out and what we're talking about is true and they're aware of it, then they'll be pissed at us because we were right and they were wrong. I mean, that's what today's world has become. Even family members, people that you love, I mean, they're just so going through life with blinders on. You know, put the sunglasses on so you can see we got one that can see. You know,
yeah.
I don't know.
So
it's a real tough situation.
here's the thought. Okay, so out of the and we'll stick to Texas independence type stuff for a second. So we've got three groups out there, Republic of Texas, and that's at therepublicoftexas.com. And then you got the Texas Nationals. I believe it's Texas Nationals. Or I go to texnat.org because I'm a simple person. Or Freedom Texas. Now, they're each going about their freedom and independence a different way. So there are three disparate groups that are the big ones. There's a bunch of little groups out on Facebook and different little groups that are trying to inspire people to be independent. Now, 2017 hasn't been a gangbuster year for any of them. They see some movement, some directions, some movement in the negative, and, you know, we're basically in a holding pattern. Now, the group that is the largest is the Texas Nationals, texnat.org. Now, they are going about Texas independence by trying to promote the understanding of Texas independence. And, well, they have this whole nice little tagline that really works for me. And I promote the cultural, economic, and something else of Texas independence. And they do about it by a way that you don't approve of, Alan, playing the game. They go in there and they're trying to change laws and make changes that direction. But as a secondary effect of doing the laws and going out there and canvassing and so forth, they're making movement. They're making some headway. So, well, I don't know. Is that not compliance? No, that is playing the game. And you don't like to be free by not... I don't know. What are your thoughts? I want you to frame that one for me.
Well,
right.
Making progress. How? I mean, getting people together, and how many of them are saying, you know, it's like, well, yeah, we don't like what's going on, but we're going to play the game, and we're going to change it through the game, even though they've changed the game on us, and we don't know what game they're playing today, so whatever we do or is against the rules of the game they're now playing. So, I mean, the political process has become a big part of the game that they play with us, you know, thinking that we still have input in this and that when, you know, I mean, like I said, you know, Trump, everyone had hope in Trump. You know, the more I think about it, you know, I've been saying, you know, I go back and I watch that when he comes out of that first meeting with Obama, and I can't tell whether he's, you know, pissed off, or whether he's mad or scared or what, you know. And I started thinking about it a different way, me being me. You know, what if he's over there, you look at his face, and maybe he's making all those faces because he's trying to just not bust out laughing, you know. Maybe they took him back to that room and said, okay, here's what we did in the past, you know, here's what we're doing now, and here's what we got planned for the future. And I can see him over there just busting out laughing, going, really, that's how you did it? Really? Y'all did that? Oh, wow, man, that was great. No, you don't have to worry about killing me. It's like, no, I'll play along with your game, just don't make me look too bad. You know, I mean, I can see so many situations because I have no faith in the political process anymore. It is just, it's become their control mechanism. For a main part.
Dave, any thoughts?
Well, at one time, the process was okay, but man has decided he could corrupt anything. You know, even if you look at history, and I'm certainly not a fan of the Nazi Party or Hitler, but watch what Hitler did and his bunch. They tried violence and protest and armed conflict, and all they did was succeed in people getting killed and a bad public opinion, and people like him went to prison. And then they came back and they said, well, let's try to do it the other way. And they got involved in the political system. And once they worked their way all the way through and got all the power, then they went crazy. But they used that system to make some changes, unfortunately, for the German people that were left. I think you can take a system that's here and use it the way it was really designed. With, like, perfect example, Steve, Alan, and myself, and a lot of the people in the chat room and listening to this station were in elected offices in the county. People that listen to this show are nonviolent. Want a good future for their children and grandchildren. They're fed up with the politics and the corruption. We have and we'd start making it better. And that's the only thing I see that's going to work. You're not going to win any other. And if you're rich enough to fight with you, they try to buy you.
Well, yeah, I guess. Man, I don't know. You know,
is it just
Doc,
me
I thought you were.
Doc's cutting out. I can understand about every third or fourth word he says. So I can't really follow his line of thought there, except for that. You know, the good decent people out there. Yeah, we're the last ones who want violence or anything like that. You know, we just want to be left alone. We don't really want to be part of any of this crap. But you know, the psychopaths that have gotten in charge, you know, they have no compunction about doing violence, except for they tend to do it most of the time behind your back. You know, this is where first they came for the trade unionists, and I wasn't a trade unionist, and then they came for the Jews, and I wasn't a Jew. You know, that's where all this comes from. Decent people don't want to get involved in this crap, but eventually they get kicked hard enough that they've got to.
Okay, Republic of Texas Radio, will be right back, and hey, Ken, why don't you get on the horn here and talk to me during the break? Let's see if we can clear up this stuff with Doc's voice. Republic of Texas Radio.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Texas Radio. Well, good morning, folks. I think it's going to be a good morning. You know, I guess you kind of like make that for yourself, or you destroy it, or others come around and try to destroy that for you. So we're going to keep on the, well, on the good side. You know, earlier, just a few minutes ago, Ken said something that's, you know, I agree with, right? You know, and he's talking about his week and, you know, things that were happening. He says, if you really want to get through to someone you care about, you're talking about stuff that, you know, they don't necessarily want to hear, you got to get past worrying and offending, right? You have to push through. Don't stop talking. Keep explaining, even if they're objecting, you know, and he's had some successes this week. And I agree, but I don't know that it's always at the same venue. If you're trying to talk to somebody about, let's say, the craziness of the 9/11 stuff, which isn't a topic that I talk about an awful lot anymore. It used to come up an awful lot. Nowadays, it's easier to have that conversation about, wow, two planes, three towers. Wow, that's, wow, crazy. Free fall buildings. You know, back in the early 2000s, it was hard to have that conversation because they'd just call you a nut job. Nowadays, well, they'll at least listen to you. And a lot of times you'll find out that they already know. And they already know that there's something wrong with that narrative. Well, when it comes down to the narratives of today, you know, well, there's no proof that there was any kind of Russian involvement in, you know, anything. The hacking of the DNC emails. No, that we don't know anything about that, and neither does the FBI, because they didn't even touch it. Yet they're going about the corporate United States business, holding these big old, you know, waste of time sessions, asking about, well, does anybody have proof? Do you have proof? Meanwhile, the corporate U.S. people, right, you know, they're sitting there going, oh, well, the Russians hacked the election because they're talking about it. You know, what is that? I really don't know. But I think it's being, they're under a spell. They're under a spell of corporate media. They're being told stuff sideways, and it's implied. You know, they infer something. You know, it's rather terrible. But how do we get them away from corporate media? Well, maybe outlets like this, maybe our conversations, like Ken was saying, actually add to that. They also put the cracks in their own narrative as they go along. Hey, Doc, let's check your volume levels, see if you're coming through crystal clear. What do you think? Is Ken right?
Well, I think the big thing is you can't be doing protest and screaming and hollering. Nobody listens. And every time there is a stupid protest somewhere, radio shows like ours should point that out as an example of what not to do. Don't give them credit. I saw something here in Houston yesterday that really disgusted me. They had a gay parade downtown Houston. And first off, I don't know anybody that would march in a parade because they were straight. Why do you need that kind of attention? Secondly, they took a brand new Houston police SUV and painted it gay pride colors and wrote on there pride, equality, and something else for all. So now they've taken a police vehicle that taxpayers paid for, and probably 96% of the taxpayers were not going to be marching in a gay parade, and painted a vehicle like they're trying to please those people. And that's not what works. Marches and protests and all that stuff, most people turn that off and ignore it after a while.
Wow. Al Acevedo, that guy did that, huh? You know, wow.
Huh. That's crazy. Well, you know, Rahm Emanuel up there in Chicago is going to paint the L trains in the gay flag, you know, rainbow colors. So, I mean, if you read Charlotte Iserby, I mean, she explains how they're going to bring this homosexuality in, how they're going to bring pedophilia in. I mean, it's all basically on a timeline, on track, and because these people are good at what they do. Like I said, I wish I could admire what these people are doing. You know, because it is beautiful. They've got the masterful control that they've got over the vast majority of the people around us is just unbelievable. You know, I wish I could admire what they've done, but I can't because it's so damn evil.
There's a role, not a role, there's a word that is kind of new to us. It's called LARPing, live action role playing. And a lot of the younger crowd are into something that we used to call dress up. And, you know, when we were kids, you know, little ones, you'd dress up as a doctor or a cop or whatever, and you'd play games. Well, LARPing is kind of the same, but now it has a another thing. It's called, cosplay, short for costume play. And they like to do that. You know, they continue on into their teenage years trying to be, you know, Buffy the dog or something like that. And they even have little things that they go to. But the reason I point this out is the riots and so forth. They dress up. They probably even go through what they're going to wear to the next riot. Hang on, folks. Book of Texas Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2.
Last week on the radio, I was listening to some other dang show, and I heard one of the commenters' guests, per se, talking about Austin, Texas, and their Antifa group and how they meet in a public library to discuss how they're going to, you know, do stuff and things to protest whatever is popular to protest right now. And I thought that was really funny. We were talking about LARPing, you know, where grown-ups get together and wear costumes and go to the street and make no sense. And all I could think of is how many people were sitting there outlining their, you know, tactical garb. Oh, I'm going to wear this, and I'm going to wear this jacket, and I'm going to, look at this, I got a shield, and I got this helmet, and I'm going to put this sticker on this helmet. And, wow, this is going to be great. And what kind of a camera do I have? And is my iPhone charged? You know, it's a crazy world of, well, they got us looped into the left and right, and I'm making fun of it. So maybe I'm actually promoting all this problem. I don't know. Let's move on. Hey, Caesar in New York, what's going on, man? It's good to see you on the board. Caesar, we're not getting Caesar here. So, well, we'll see.
I was kind of hoping Caesar'd call back in because that last call we had, which I'm sorry if I offended him. I already said that, but man, he kind of blew our minds a little bit there, talking about transference of souls and various other things. Yeah, I was hoping he'd call back in sometime here. I'd like to ask him a couple of questions.
Well, you know, Caesar's line is open from what I hear. So if you're there, Caesar, hello. Okay, well, we'll go back to that. Hey, what do you think, Doc? I got the chat room over here at republicoftexas.chattango.com. There's actually a whole list, right, that Home Jim threw in there of all the different chat rooms for the networks. And it's wonderful. If you want to know which ones, you know, are out there, you can find out some information. Like when we are having problems, you can find out that we will be back on. But I don't know. This whole thing of playing dress up, you know, is probably the same as me sitting there calling them snowflakes. It's exacerbating the situation. Or is it explaining? Doc, is that wrong? Do I hover on this subject too much?
No, I think you nailed it. It's like I said before, the ones that are being controlled and manipulated into showing up at these silly protests, thinking they're making a difference, they don't realize that the guys pulling the strings and making puppets out of them are sitting back and laughing and creating all these distractions while they go on and do what the hell they wanted to do anyway. And one of the things about good, decent people is they don't get themselves manipulated and controlled and pushed into doing some silly protest somewhere thinking that that's how you get somebody's attention. Nobody ever got anywhere screaming and hollering and protesting and damaging property. Nobody listens. People shut that off. And the people that do that, thinking they're succeeding, are just being made fools of. So when you acknowledge that as a snowflake or something like that, they should take note that you're not being critical. You're just using the adjective that fits today, sadly.
Well, you know, there's a good comment out there in the chat room again. And Texas Nation wants to say cosplay. You mean like LARPing? You mean like patriots dressing like Captain America and people from the 1700s? So I guess both sides are kind of guilty of, you know, doing that. Huh. Mm-hmm. We're all just playing into somebody's hands, Alan.
They've got us all playing the game to one point or another. You know, it's the, like I said, I wish I could admire what these people have done, the mind control, because most of it is so subtle that, you know, we, even those of us who are aware of what's going on, sometimes it slips past us. Because like I said, these people are good. They know what makes people tick, and they know what, you know, what heartstrings to pluck. So yeah.
Hey, is that Caesar? Are you there, Caesar? You having a bad day with that phone?
I just got dropped a minute ago, too, so I don't know what's going on.
Well, that's a darn shame. Hey, pipe in, Caesar, if you're there. I don't know. So it's kind of hard to keep a focus and a track this show. And I do apologize for the sideways nature. Can we ever go more sideways?
Well, yeah, we've been to the asteroid belt and the elephant's uterus, so we there's no telling where we'll go.
Yeah. I am hearing little beeps from something, and I don't think it's you, Alan.
I don't know. It's not me beeping, as far as I know. One thing I will throw in, did you hear, I believe it was on Rinse that I heard, you know, about that Fitzgerald, you know, about how this, you know, fast attack, this, you know, Aegis Destroyer, you know, got struck by this giant container ship, you know. I guess the container ships now are faster than our fast attack ships. Or was it some kind of technology, kind of like what the Russians did with that other warship? I forgot what the name of that one was, but, you know, just kind of sitting dead in the water. All the electronics, you know, just shorted out and nothing works. That's one theory that I heard. That makes sense to me because, I mean, I don't know how in the hell else a container ship could hit a destroyer.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. You hear about that, Doc?
Yeah, and I can tell you from being an old Navy guy that guided missile destroyer was one of the most highly advanced ships around.
Yeah.
And they knew if a fish swam by the boat. So something really weird happened here because it was nighttime, but there's people on watch 24 hours a day. These things just don't happen anymore. So something weird.
Yeah, it's not just some guy up in the crow's nest. I mean, there are very, very, very advanced electronics on that. Like you said, they know, you know, how many fish are swimming within a mile of that ship.
Okay, well, let's see if we can get Sovereign Man on the line. Hey, Sovereign Man, are you there? What happened to that ship? Okay, phone fun today, folks. So, yeah, I think you put forward one of the most plausible things that I could, you know, understand about the tanker, the freighter that rammed into the ship. We don't know what the truth is. And do the Russians have the ability to actually shut down all the electronics in, you know, is that doable?
Huh. What was it? Was it the Carl Vincent? Carl Vinson or something like that the Russian plane flew by, and all of a sudden they were just sitting dead in the water, and the plane made a couple of passes back and
ahoy,
forth.
Ahoy, ahoy.
Hey, there was Sovereign Man.
Hey. Well, there's Sovereign Man. What's going on, man?
Request permission to come aboard.
you may board. Hey, Doc, can you... What's going on, dude?
Pray for Doc. Is he on Skype or something?
I'm here, Steve. Can you hear me?
Yeah, did you whistle him on board?
No.
Permission granted.
Okay, permission granted.
Yeah, I don't need to be piped. I don't wear any stripes.
Oh.
My stripes have already been born, already been, how do you say, taken by another. Anyway. Yeah, I agree with Steve. You know, if this whole construct wasn't so evil, it would be beautiful how it's been put together. And me personally, I don't think it came from any mind of man. I think that there's another entity that's orchestrating it, and it's not the Almighty.
Well, Steve, my giant high school space alien girl theory comes in, doesn't it?
Yeah. It could be into play. I don't know. This world around us is crazy.
Yeah. Well, when we go back to the whole thing about, you know, the government and governing and all that, you know, and trying to get into the county and, you know, try to get people elected in. First, we have to establish what exactly government is. Okay. And if you want to talk about the load, all these things are corporations. If you go to the movie Network, they told you in there, Mr. Beale, there are no nations. There are only corporations. And once you get that baseline down, then you get to see what's really going on.
Roll the tape. Rollerball. How many movies did they present that to us in? You know, all these movies they presented to us basically the corporation.
Yeah, that's their law. The Lucys have a law. It says that they have to warn us what they're going to do. That way they can be held harmless. And if you're too ignorant to see, well, you know, your balloon is probably will fall, you know. You can't see. Well, then there you go.
Yep. But, you know, like I said, you know, this is where the psychopaths part of it comes in, you know. Everyone knows these people. You know, the people that you don't want to turn your back on. You know, all these people that'll, you know, look you right in the face and smile at you and, you know, shake your hand and tell you what you want to hear, but you don't feel like you're wanting to turn your back on them. Everyone's got that feeling.
Yeah, pretenders.
Yeah.
For sure. You know, and I don't know if they're just... It's hard to say. There's so many different pretenders out there. There's your, you know, corporate employees, your government officials, allegedly elected. Then there's just normal people that treat people badly. And I've been dealing with a lot of those individuals, you know.
Get back to the normal part. What is that? What's the definition of normal today? Normal,
it's a borderline.
Taking their Ambien because they feel too anxious when they're going to get the tattoo with their girlfriend?
Yeah. Well, what about the people that just watch too much TV and they've had to ingest too many commercials and too many sitcoms?
Well, the TV is all fear-based, too. Yay, LifeLock, you got to get your identity secured.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know,
Alan?
You know, my Leave It to Beaver analogy, you know, about the Eddie Haskells of the world, those are the people in power that we have names for. You know, his parents, we never saw Eddie's parents, you know, and Eddie never got punished, really. Okay, then you have your Lumpies. Lumpy would do anything Eddie said, you know, and he was just doing his job. When Mrs. Cleaver, you know, finally called him, he'd say, well, it wasn't me, you know, it was so-and-so. And then most of us people out there are Beaver. We're the ones who get taken advantage of because we're just kind of going through life, not being evil or anything and not wanting to rule over other people, and we end up getting caught up in it and end up, you know, in the coffee cup at the top of the billboard. You know,
Beaver was vaccine injured.
It was what?
Beaver was what?
Vaccine injured.
Very possible.
God, that explains a lot, Sovereign Man.
Hey, Wally.
Hello?
Hey, Wally.
Did I lose?
Hey, Wally.
Yeah, Wally.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to drop a link into the chat room. It's a version of slavery in the Eight Bales. It'll reveal a lot of things. You know, it's different levels that people, like, become aware in their consciousness. You know, the first level is sports. You know, that's the first veil. Yeah. You know, once you get past that, you know, I get around people and go, oh, man, what's the team doing today? And I'm like, I don't care.
The gladiators in the arena. The gladiators in the arena, isn't it?
Had a little write-up of the veils, if I remember right, and it was really good. Is that the one you're referring to?
Yeah, it's the guy's name was Don Harkins. He wrote a paper on it, and Murray's dropped some links to, A. True Watt's dissertation on it, and it's Slavery in the Nine Veils, but I think it was Slavery in the Eight Veils. But this is a video presentation that somebody put together, and it was in two parts. The first part was copywriting Fringe, so I had to go get the original off of Vimeo, and then I took the other half, well, it's not another part, not half, but another part, and I put them together in one video. So I'll drop the link.
Well,
it's my MediaFire account. So it's you know, it's really good. So anyway, yeah.
Anyways,
guys,
no, I appreciate that. I think about
just
that.
Remember, govern yourself. Don't worry about governing other people. If you need to defend yourself against other people, then defend yourself. But govern your own self.
That's what it's going to come to. It's got to again. Good people, yeah. We need to get out of this world of comfort and convenience. You know, if there's not a little bit of strife in life, what kind of a person does that make you?
Yeah, I mean, it's,
well, send me that.
We're all on a journey, man. We're all in this thing together, and you know, we're only going to get out individually. You know, there ain't going to be nobody standing next to you when you go before the white throne.
Oh, I hear you. I deal with that every day, you know, trying to figure out, you know, what you need to do, and you just got to look to yourself and do what's right instead of what you want to do.
Do the right thing. Do the right, just and honorable thing, no matter what, even though it may hurt you.
Oh, God. Okay. You know, that True Watt thing, do you remember that? Well, it's not the True Watt thing that Sovereign Man's talked about. Do you remember the Bales, Alan?
Yeah, it was a guy named Don Harkins. He had, actually, I think, Ingrid, is it Al Whitney or Ingrid Cassell was his wife. A thing called the Idaho Observer.
Exactly.
And I believe they gave him cancer. But he was telling too much truth. You gotta be careful with that.
Kind of brings back Dr. Mary's monkey, huh?
Yeah. Well, it's even deeper than that. I mean, in my humble opinion, I believe that they could sit outside your house and they can, with a directed energy weapon, impart a frequency into your body that will resonate the same frequency of whatever cancer they want to give you.
I totally agree with you. Everything is frequencies.
I knew Joan Vian. You know, I mean, they killed her, for sure. She was doing some magnificent work.
If you get too uppity and too well-known and you're really hitting the mark and starting to affect people, it seems like how many of these patriot people end up with pancreatic cancer, you know, 24-hour pancreatic cancer, and they're gone. You know, that you never used to hear about pancreatic cancer. That was a real oddity, and now all of a sudden it's everywhere.
Yeah, I just pray a hedge of protection around all those that, you know, love the truth.
Yep.
Wow.
We're up against a lot of technology that I wish we had control of.
And we're up against the break.
There you go. Republic of Texas Radio. We'll be right back.
Hope our best intentions. I wish I'd pay attention. It's like you said. It's in my head. We can't run circles till the morning comes. When it does, I know it's on. It's you and I. We're missing for the sun.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's ANGIOPRIM.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
And we're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, it's been a short show, but it's probably been a very informative one for me. Sovereign Man was just on, and I'd ask you all to go over to republicoftexas.chattango.com. Check out the links. Sovereign Man put in an MP4, a video about the veils. And the veils, there's also, Mer Bailey has an actual link to the article on the veils. But anyways, the thing is, the veils actually showed you an understanding of why people can't understand what you're saying, because they haven't moved on to the next veil, and why we all sit there and communicate and try to get through to the people, and they just don't get it. And it's sad, but anytime you can figure out how or why there's a communications problem, you get a better chance at trying to figure out how to communicate in the future. So that was a bonus for me in this show. Really appreciate you guys hanging in there as we suffer through a few technical difficulties. What do you think, Doc? We kind of went sideways. I'll let you get a few minutes in before we close.
Well, I just think everything goes back to too many people out there think they have control or power over you or authority over you. And it all comes down real simple. Before you do anything to anybody, just ask yourself, would I want it done to me or anybody that I loved in my family? And if the answer is no, don't do it. That solves a lot of problems.
But we don't have a psychopathic mind, though, Doc. You know, I mean, they basically all these people in these bureaucratic positions, you know, they might not be total, you know, the sociopathic psychopaths, but they've all got a little psychopathy in them. And we don't think like that. So, you know, we wouldn't want to have done. Maybe that's what they would like have done to them, you know, what they're doing to people. Who knows? You know, these people are crazy.
Well, I saw a video this week, very sad, about a police shooting a year ago. And they said initially they ruled that the officer did nothing wrong because the public hadn't seen the video. And now the video's out, and there was this one news commentator that went through the video, and he said, as he walked through it, he said, unbelievable. They pulled over a young guy and his wife and his child sitting in the back seat for not having one brake light working properly. And blows my mind, because two officers approached the car, both with their hands on the guns, and the young man told them that I have a legally concealed carry weapon in the car. And the officer asked him for his registration, and he was reaching for his phone, according to his wife. You couldn't see everything going on in the car. But the officer seemed to react very fast and fired 5 shots. The little boy in the back seat ran out of the car. The wife was panicking all over not having a brake light. And why would you pull somebody over for a brake light and walk up with your hand on your gun? I don't get it. And I think sometimes you guys have talked about guys coming back from a war zone and becoming officers, and they're on edge and they're used to what they dealt with over there. And maybe that's the problem.
And you're being trained that we are the enemy.
Well, we're not the enemy. We're Republic of Texas Radio. We're, well, Steve, Doc, Alan, you know, and all you other folks. And I guess the one important thing is you can control yourself. and that's about all you can control. If you talk to people and try to bring them into the know, well, that's all you can do, I think. So, until next week, hang in there, folks. It's going to get something. Welcome to Texas Radio.
Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.